Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Going back to what I said a moment ago, when you really think about your uniqueness, what that really is that's your starting point. But it's enough. There's enough of a passion and a desire. I love what you did. You asked yourself a question and then you sought the answer to it. And you sought it through this particular medium of an incredible power and intimacy. But yeah, 100% of podcasts will start in one space. But as you talk through ideas, you know, it's almost like the path presents itself, you know, jump in a net shall appear, that path starts to present itself. And, you know, I'm working with a client right now that, you know, he sees his evolution. It's a sports podcast. So we're able to sort of chart that path. But I even said to him, I was like, this is the path we see, but let's not be surprised or taken off guard if 6 months from now you start to see something different. A more unique path, a path that serves your niche and your audience and your customers, et cetera, even better. And that only comes through talking.
How you day, how you day? That was the voice of Michael Sharkey. Now, have you ever thought about developing your own podcast, developing your own audience, creating a platform that utilizes your voice in a way that only you can control? Well, that's where Michael comes into play. Having a wealth of experience in the audio industry from radio to podcasting, he shares his wealth of knowledge and he gives us the technical how-tos in order for us to develop the audience we want using the right tools that we need. And he also leaves you all, kings, queens, and royalty, with a little gift. Yep, it's in the show notes. It's a guide for you to develop and build your own podcast. So if you've ever thought about building a platform, even if it isn't audio, listen to this episode. If you've ever thought about connecting with an audience, even if it is an audio, listen to the episode and be sure to check out his work. Make sure you check out the show notes. Thank you all for all your support. Enjoy the episode. Welcome everybody to another episode of As Told by Nomads. And today's guest is Michael Sharkey. And we're talking about the power and importance of storytelling. Now, what Michael does is pretty incredible, especially right now in the pandemic. He helps entrepreneurs, you know, find their voices by confidently giving them the ability to create unique podcasts. And we know that podcast is on the rise, especially the listenership to podcasts, I should say, rather. And with that growing, the idea and ability for you to stand out becomes even more important. And in addition to that, he's a podcaster himself. You know, he conducts fearless interviews. He's a radio veteran. So we're going to be talking about the transition from radio to podcast. And, you know, he's an all-around good guy with several interests. So I look forward to you getting to pick his brain through me.
Nice.
Welcome to the show.
Man, it is great to share a Zoom with you on this spring afternoon or late winter afternoon. So it's good to be here with you.
Yeah, no, the pleasure is mine. And Michael, I guess I touched on it there a little bit. You talked about your years in the radio industry. So how did you get started, and why did you want to pursue the audio, you know, media form?
You know, it's interesting because I feel like I've been a media my whole life. My parents owned a newspaper in a small town I grew up in. And I was like the little kid who would just like find a boombox and record myself all the time. I was like, recording with friends and that sort of thing. And I just loved it. And I remember going to my first radio station when I was like 11 years old, and my dad had a meeting there or something. And they just said, okay, you go sit in the studio and keep yourself busy. And like, for like an hour, I was recording and actually like with all the big microphones and that sort of thing. So again, it's something I got into it when I was 16. I got my first job as a radio DJ on an AM station when I was 16. Fell in love with it ever since. But the passion throughout my career was more not just talking on the radio, but working and coaching and guiding talk show hosts and personalities to really come with their story. And a lot of talk show hosts, I worked with a lot of shock jocks. So it was like, how can we offend people in a different way today? But it was more about digging a little bit deeper and, you know, and encouraging that vulnerability and encouraging that storytelling. That now, as I like to say, I've gone from the, you know, I left the radio industry. I still work with some radio people, but I left that like 7 years ago. And now I get to work with real human beings, like real people, entrepreneurs, coaches who are looking for, yes, ways to grow their business with a podcast. But I always encourage, and it's why I just loved your podcast when I first found it, is I just loved the idea of, look, if we can share our story. Story unites us all. If we can share our story, yes, you can grow your business. Yes, you can do all those things with a podcast. It's an incredible tool to do that. I think I'm biased, but I think it's the best tool out there.
Right.
But alongside that, tell your story. Allow your new customers and clients and listeners not just to know what you do, but to know who you are. You know, what was your upbringing? What are your struggles? That sort of thing. So I always work with my clients on, look, don't be afraid. Have that courage, have that vulnerability to step out there, because that's how people connect. People connect through the power of story.
I love that so much because, you know, when people always ask me to describe myself, one of the monikers I give to myself is storyteller. And it's for many reasons. You know, I started the podcast because there were stories out there that I felt were missing growing up in my school and in my life. And, you know, it played an impact into how I saw the world. But I also believe in the power of story. I think stories through other people, as well as, you know, an effective storyteller, can really help people become critical thinkers and problem solvers. And that's the unique way I try to tell stories, right? People know my opinions and things, but I also like to invite them to have their own opinions, because when I look at the landscape today, especially in the United States, when you look at media, there are certainly, you know, opinions and thoughts, which I believe are great. But sometimes I believe that we don't give people enough of that space for that critical thinking or exploration. And so I try to do that with the guests, but I don't know if I'm always successful, but it's certainly something top of mind, because there are some issues where it's hard for me to hide my opinion.
Well, but I also, but you know, it's even just hearing you speak right now. And again, I've listened to a lot of conversations that you've had with just an incredible variety of people, but you know, my observation of this world we live in, and it's so true, especially in the United States, is there seems to be this, that so many people have lost that ability to critically think.
Right.
And I see it everywhere. And again, media is my background, and I am one of the biggest people who will tell you that media has a role in the shaping of society. And I don't think mass media is doing a very good job of it right now. And I think when you see so many people that are just blindly following mainstream media, it's this lack of critical thinking. So when you just simply think about how a person will share their story and how that relatedness, how that inspiration might come, how the stories of struggle just at least put us in a position where as individuals, we can think, maybe I could have done it differently, or maybe this person shows me a new way. That those types of moments of critical thinking, I just think are really, really, really important now. And when you have a medium like podcast, which is so intimate and so powerful,
yeah,
that when you combine those two, you know, that's why, you know, that's where that passion comes from for me, is encouraging that, yeah, you can do a podcast, as I said, that helps your business grow, but within those moments, finding ways to share your story that will truly inspire and educate and empower others to think for themselves.
I can tell. I can absolutely tell. But 2014, let's go to 2014.
Yeah.
So it was a pivotal year for both of us. That's when this podcast was launched. But it's also the year you left radio. And you did something interesting. You took a sabbatical, right? Why did you take a sabbatical? And what was it about radio that, you know, made you feel like it was time to transition to something else?
Well, I would rewind the tape about 2 years to 2012, actually, because in 2012, Apple made a very quiet yet very significant move when they made the podcast app native on all iPhones. So you had this app that at that time, in 2012, was like, podcast, what's a podcast? That's what just weirdos do in their basement, right? So I observed that, and I had this moment of like, wow, like now the power of talk shows that I've been so intimately involved with for my entire career is now going to be available to everyone. So partly it was, uh-oh, I better look for a new job. But I saw what I hoped to be the future. So yeah, 2014, I decided that it was time to take a leap of faith. And with a goal and a desire to be an entrepreneur and a desire to be a good husband and a good father, I took about a year off and traveled. I love every time you interview someone or you have a conversation with somebody and the subject of travel comes up, because I'm always like, oh, cool, that person went there and I went there. But yeah, I spent about a year and spent some time in Italy, which is where my wife's family's from. Spent some time road tripping all around the United States of America and seeing the beautiful country that that, you know, I grew up in. And it's and it was a time that my children were 11 and 13. And I said, you know, no matter what happens in my life, I'm leaving this cushy six-figure corporate job, that no matter what happens, my children will always remember this experience. And I will walk away with a perspective that I just would not be able to get if I stayed in the same job. So it was a leap of faith. It was a risk. As fate would have it, turned out great. Wish I would have done it sooner, but yeah, it's been one of those things that, now that my children are almost 20 and 18, it's something that we cherish those memories every day, and ultimately led to changing, not just, you know, that moment in time, but really that sabbatical and that, investment in ourselves and our family and our time and our love for each other has just, you know, we took our kids out of school, we homeschooled them, we unschooled them, we became a closer family unit, that sort of thing. So yeah, it's just something that I always tell people, if you get a chance to take a sabbatical, do it, because you're going to walk away with a perspective that maybe you didn't see coming.
Isn't travel such an important way to discover yourself, to learn more about yourself?
I learned more on trains in Europe than I ever did in years of school, of just, you know, looking out the window and thinking through things. Or, you know, I raised my children with the idea that nothing broadens the mind like a well-stamped passport.
Yeah.
And I truly believe that. And I absolutely believe that, you know, whether you're 12 or 13 or whether you're 45, that the introduction of cultures and learning new languages and learning communication was my life for so long, that I love this idea that I can be in Japan and there's no similarities between English and Japanese,
right?
But yet we communicate. And I love that feeling of respecting cultures and learning cultures, you know, and going into countries, not as I sometimes get embarrassed by my fellow Americans when they would travel, as they seem so bombastic. And then it's so important to honor the cultures of the people that you go, because you can learn so much from them.
Yeah. I say that because I know you believe this, but vulnerability is one of the most important aspects of storytelling. But sometimes we don't know enough about ourselves because we haven't been put in positions where we've had to either make some decisions out of our comfort zones. And then your values get tested. But those make for interesting experiences as a host or as a narrative podcaster, you know, whatever you're doing, because you're then able to tap into aspects of yourself that could, you know, be relatable to several people. You know, I know a lot of times I've had friends who would be, you know, so who would say something to me like, I want to be a podcast host, but I don't think I'm interested enough, or I don't know if my voice is this, or why would anyone want to listen to me? And I used to say that candidly to myself as well. But I found that as I just started opening up and talking about where I was at that point and what my hopes were, it opened the dialogue and the idea banks in multiple ways that I never envisioned or imagined.
Well, it sounds like as you described that for you, when you started your podcast in 2014, it was a journey in many ways to this is such an esoteric statement, but just a journey to find your voice.
And, yeah, journey to self too. Yeah.
Right. And what happens along that journey. I always tell people that, you know, don't be surprised in all the ways in which starting a podcast will show up in the conversations with your spouse, with your children, with colleagues, because you start to dig a little bit deeper. And just by the mere act of speaking, you know, it's for so many. And you know, I mean, for me, it was when I was 15, 16 years old and starting out in radio, but for many people, it's, you know, they're 30 years old or 50 years old or 70 years old starting that first podcast, and they're in a room with a microphone by themselves. And it's like, that might be the most awkward situation ever, but when you just do it and you start talking and you start finding those things to say, one of the steps that I help people with is that very important step of, you got a great sounding studio, you got the microphone, just start recording, start right. talking, see what comes up. Tell a story about your dog, tell a story about your kids, you know, get comfortable like sharing those things. And then it starts to dive a little bit deeper into that, because that's the essence of, like you said, kind of finding your voice and finding yourself in that space.
So let's workshop this. Someone sure. out there right now is listening. They're thinking, you know, I've always thought about a podcast. I just don't know what. I don't know what to talk about or where to even get started. You know, what equipment do I need to have a website? All these things. What would you say to that person who's just in that nascent stage of even moving from thinking about it to doing it, but dealing with that, you know, identity complex?
So, you know, it all starts with this conversation. I built a podcast roadmap, which I'll talk about more at the end, which I give away free to everybody. But really where I say that spot to begin, that number one spot before you think about equipment or websites or the tech, because the tech is the second step. But the first step is really, what is your uniqueness? What is that? What is your contribution to the world? And a lot of people are like, whoa, that's a big conversation. But invariably, if you're going to do a podcast and you're at what, like 500 and 20, 30, 50 episodes?
Yeah, over 500, yeah.
You've done over 500 episodes. And I always try to tell people, like, you know, that's, you're in the sacred spot, you know, and it's like, you want to get to that space where you're recording 100, 200, 300 episodes. It's a marathon, not a sprint. So you have to really say, okay, well, if I'm really going to talk that, you know, for a year or two or whatever, 3 months, make sure it's something you care about. Make sure it's something that you truly, truly care about. There's a quote that I love. It's from Larry Winget, which is, find your uniqueness and exploit it in the service of others. And I just think that in the case of podcasts, it's sort of like the truth of podcasts. You have an opportunity to find your uniqueness, that thing you care more about than anything in the world, and then talk about it into a microphone on a consistent basis. And whether you interview people or you share stories or most people, a combination of both, is that you're able to take that uniqueness and share it. So if we're workshopping this before anyone ever starts, in many ways, this becomes a filter, which a lot of people go, no, I don't want to, that's too much for me. But this is a place where if you say, okay, what do I care about enough to talk about today? And know that 3, 6, 9 months from now, I'm still going to care about it because I've always cared about it. And that's where I say you start. You start with, what is it, that thing? A lot of people say, well, it's your podcast niche or it's your content or whatever. I say it's what makes you you. What is your uniqueness? You know, you call yourself a storyteller.
Yeah.
And I think that your desire for the last 7 years and 500 plus episodes to open up a editor and turn on your microphone and start talking is really about your desire to share those stories and help people find themselves.
That's right. That's right. And some of it was, you know, answering questions I wish I knew the answers to when I was younger. A lot of my thoughts were around, what would it be like if I felt comfortable being who I was growing up? And even when I started, I was exploring that idea because I, you know, I'd made a few big decisions in my life. I'd moved to a new city, quit a job. I just wrapped up the first year of my MBA. I was figuring out what that next step would be. And I knew the problem I wanted to solve was, you know, ways that we could dismantle systems of oppression around people's, you know, multi-dimensional identities. But
right.
I just started with a question that I asked. Why do we live in a world that is so diverse yet have problems creating nuanced voices? That was essentially the question that I asked. And then I started off bringing on people similarly, you know, to me who grew up in a different in different backgrounds from their passport countries. And then it evolved, honestly, because right. I didn't know it would be what it is today, because now multiple entrepreneurs with different ideas. And I also eventually developed my mission statement, use your difference to make a difference, somewhere along the way in the podcasting game. And I say all this to say that you can start somewhere podcasting and end up completely different as you start to find your voice and figure out what is working for you versus what isn't working for you.
Yeah. And I would add that 100% of podcasts evolve, you know, and I always tell, like going back to what I said a moment ago, when you really think about your uniqueness, what that really is that's your starting point,
right?
But it's enough. There's enough of a passion and a desire. I love what you did. You asked yourself a question and then you sought the answer to it. And you sought it through this particular medium of an incredible power and intimacy. But yeah, 100% of podcasts will start in one space. But as you talk through ideas, you know, it's almost like the path presents itself, you know, jump in a nutshell appear. That path starts to present itself. And, you know, I'm working with a client right now that, you know, he sees his evolution. It's a sports podcast. So we're able to sort of chart that path. But I even said to him, I was like, this is the path we see, but let's not be surprised or taken off guard if 6 months from now you start to see something different, a more unique path, a path that serves your niche and your audience and your customers, et cetera, even better. And that only comes through talking things through, literally talking things through as you do with almost every episode.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a conversation. Yeah. Even when I do a lot of spoken word, right? So spoken word, I teach communication, I'm a writer. And something that you notice with the common thread with storytelling is I always think about guiding people from the why to the how, either through the audience or if it's a solo episode, you know, through myself. And I'm like, this is why I believe this is important. This is why I'm thinking what I'm thinking. And these are some opinions on how to solve the problem. Or maybe I invite you to collaborate with me on how to solve the problem. Just wanted to stop by here before we get back to the episode. I wanted to let you all know that I do have a collective for people who are interested in developing their cultural competency skills, becoming more anti-racist. And it's a resource of things that you can do with your family, with your school, with yourself to work through your individual journey to become a better culturally competent leader. It's called UID Collective, and the link is in the show notes, but it's a mix of courses, it's a mix of resources, things you can download, and all you need to do is sign up as a member. It's a monthly membership. I'd love for you to check it out, use it with your friends, use it with your family, use it with yourself. Okay, the link is in the show notes. It's called UID Collective, and it's for those of you that want to improve your cultural competency.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Skills. Back to the episode. If I see myself as a guide, a lot of times I find that I'm able to open the dialogue and be free with where the podcast goes. Because when I first started, I used to have a set structured questions. And I don't have a problem with that, by the way. But I noticed for me, uniquely, just having that as an outline was better for me, because I would know that if I ask certain questions, I could get somewhere with someone that would make me curious about something else that I hadn't even thought about prior to that. So,
well, and you know, what's interesting is for many people when they've never done an interview before, and I recommend it, you know, prepare questions, send out questionnaires, et cetera, et cetera. But if you prepare and you are locked, set, ready to go with like 15 questions,
yeah,
don't be surprised if you only ask two. And my secret sauce to when I work with people about conducting fearless interviews is it's actually very simple. I always say, put yourself in a position where you're having dinner with your best friend who you haven't seen in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Because what that means is you're going to come into that conversation with your best friend prepared, because you have questions that you want answers to. You're going to listen, which is the secret to every great interview, is you're going to listen to their words, but you're not going to be afraid to ask questions because they're your best friend. That's so when you have an interview, which interview is such a sterile word, it's more about conversations. When you have these conversations, and again, I applauded you before we hit record that you have such a unique style. And one of the things that I've noticed, again, this is my world, so I see all different types, is I did not receive a questionnaire from you prior to this interview.
Yeah.
You went to my website and we just started talking.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we could have talked for 20 minutes about how to set up a studio, but what we're talking about is human beings on a planet trying to figure out a way to make a path together.
Yeah.
And I think this medium of podcast and storytelling is a great way to do just that.
And you're right about that, you know, because I definitely will talk about the studio part. But one thing that I know is humans have to deal with themselves first. So true. The premise of the interview for me was I wanted, you know, someone as respected as you to be able to just talk to people and just tell them, look, you need to know, you know, just have the conversation, but right. It is something you can do. The barrier or the imaginary barriers that we put out there sometimes that prevent us from starting is not as high as we think it should be, or he's not even as thick as we think.
Right. And you know, I think when we were speaking before, I had a job for 25 years. I was the gatekeeper.
Yes.
In radio. I was the person who made sure that only a certain few got to actually talk into a microphone and have their voice heard. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned in the very beginning, when Apple made that podcast app native on every iPhone, that world changed.
Yeah.
So now the gatekeeper is gone. And anyone can. The only obstacle at this point, I mean, again, I can give you a professional advice on a professional studio that'll cost you less than $200. So price is really not a barrier. The only barrier is mindset. Mm. The only barrier at this point becomes, you know, are you going to talk about it? I literally had a thought about 6 years ago. It was one of my aha moments, whereas I asked myself, what if everyone in the world had a podcast? What if all of us, 7 billion of us had a podcast? And while that might seem outlandish, imagine what would happen if we were all able to share our story with each other. And maybe it's in such a way with this medium where, yes, we can all have these dialogues 1-to-1 or 3-to-1 or 10-to-1, but with a podcast, you can hit record and start talking and then hit the publish button and 10,000, 100,000 people can hear it. And that exists today in this world, and it's not going anywhere, which is really, even though traditional media is going in a not so good place.
Yeah.
The podcast medium is for us to use and to harness and to really, and again, I get very passionate about it, to really use as a tool to grow our business and do all those things, but to bring us closer together and to allow us to have these moments with sometimes complete strangers where we don't feel like strangers anymore. And that's the power of podcasts.
Yeah. Well, you've flirted with the topic for a little bit now. So let's talk about that audio element here, the studio side. So you've got the story idea down.
Yeah.
What's that? How do you decide, you know, where the audio element comes into play? What are those things that we can buy and we should look out for starting?
Right. So I, you know, my big thing is, quality matters. It really does. We walk around with these devices that all have a microphone in them. You know, you can record stuff in a smartphone. There's free software out there from a company called Anchor that will allow you to start a podcast in like 5 minutes. But that's not good enough. And what I mean by that is that if I'm listening to a podcast today, and let's say I'm listening to your podcast, or I'm listening to a, you know, a name like a Joe Rogan or a Seth Godin or whoever, you know, these guys have $500,000 studios. Their quality is really good. But the truth of the matter is for about $200, you can have the exact same quality. And the reason why quality matters is that the way people listen to podcasts is they tend to listen from one to the next, to the next, to the next. And if somebody were to come to your podcast and you were of an appreciable lesser quality, the way that listener, the way the mind works when they're listening is that if the quality is not as good, you immediately start off on the wrong foot. So before you even get to tell that story, before you even, you could have the best story in the world, but if your levels are bad or your microphone wasn't good or things like that, you don't get that fair shot. So I always tell people that you can sound as good as the biggest names in podcast. You can do it for about $200. This microphone that I'm talking to you on right now is a Shure microphone that costs $40. My secret weapon is this USB mixer that costs about $120. I have all of this stuff on a studio checklist. You can spend $300, $400 on a microphone. And you know, I have another microphone that's $350. I love that microphone. But the point is you can have great quality. You can record, you know, I'm recording in my front room right now. And sometimes I record in my closet. Sometimes I record on my front porch. You can record anywhere. When we're allowed to go back out in the world freely again, I used to record in coffee shops all the time. It's just fun to kind of get the ambience in the background. And as long as you have the right equipment, a good vocal microphone, I'm not a big fan of USB microphones because they have the tendency to pick up too much noise, but a good vocal microphone, this little USB powered mixer that goes into a USB jack on your, in your computer, and you have a professional podcast studio. So again, and you can do it all, like I said, for about $200, my studio checklist, which I will give away for anyone who wants to check it out at the, and I'll give that away at the end of the, of our conversation, but yeah, it's really, really simple. It's really simple and it's not expensive to sound at that same level as your favorite podcasts.
Wow. No, that's amazing. That's very generous of you. And generous in addition to being strategic. And I'll say why, because you start off with the story. Now you figure out to start it off with, you know, the right audio equipment so that you don't lose, you know, potential listeners with the quality, but then you have to grow the podcast. And you're a podcast, I'm a podcaster. You send out an email, you get another person's podcast, but a way for you to differentiate yourself is to do what you were just saying. What are those things that you can give away that speak to your expertise? So how did you go about creating that page? Was it something you knew before? Or did you just incorporate that into your website and create a separate page that you give out to?
You know, it's actually funny because my podcast roadmap is something that I just built about 2 weeks ago. And I used to do this like 7-day workshop that was, it was really effective. And I've been working with a marketing company for the last year, and we realized that I was kind of giving away everything. And as much as that's not a bad thing, like it was kind of back to what you said a minute ago. It's like the why and the how.
Yeah.
You know, I was giving away the why, I was giving away the how, I was giving away the what, and I was giving it all away for free. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm an entrepreneur. I've got to grow a business here. I got to at least try to do something. Yeah. You know, but I'm very, very fortunate that I've worked with some amazing people over the last few years across a wide variety of industries, from accountants and software engineers to glass artists and celebrity chefs. And I just saw this common thread, and I saw the common thread of the beginning roadblocks, the middle roadblocks, you know, what is that step one, finding your uniqueness, step two, building that podcast studio. And I built a roadmap, and I took that roadmap literally from just stuff that I thought that I intrinsically knew, but stuff that I learned, just observing the questions that came at me, the roadblocks that came at me. And I literally built a roadmap, and it was so funny because I had this vision of a roadmap, of just a map, stops on a road, you know? So I built it, and I'm going to give it away at the very end to anybody who wants it. It's free just because it's a great place to start. The work that I do with clients that I work with is one-to-one coaching. And I do that because everybody's a little different. It is that uniqueness, but look, at the end of the day, this roadmap will get you started, and it will get you going in a direction. If you have the the initiative and the drive and the desire, which many people do, this roadmap will give you the path to get there.
That's such an interesting and important point too, though, the idea of truly understanding the power of your offerings and knowing the difference between free and potential paid. But the reason why I like the strategy of what it is that you're doing is that, just like you were saying, podcast is now, it's a normal thing. You know, when we first started, it was like, what is a podcast? And now almost everyone is expected to know someone who has a podcast. I have a friend that have a podcast. But a way for you to stand out would be, hey, I had someone who helps people launch podcasts, and he has very interesting dynamic stories, but also he has a toolbox and a toolkit for you to do the same and with your friends. And then if you want to even step it up another level, you can go one-on-one, and that's that free to paid and different. And so, and other people can have their own, you know, niches. They could be customer service reps who are teaching people how to be salespeople on the phone and build that confidence. It could be, you know, writers who are telling people how to structure stories, and that leads to long-term relationships. But, you know, it's like anything. When you decide, before you decide to watch a movie, a trailer often determines that, you know, a school, a brochure, all these things. And I think that's something many of us forget sometimes with that growing audience. And it's thinking about that.
And I try to do that, you know, kind of with whether I'm doing an interview on another podcast or a workshop, is always try to give something exclusive, you know? So yes, your audience, when they go to the landing page, we'll talk about at the end, they will get the podcast roadmap, you know, but I always try to do something, you know, a 5-10 minute video that relates specifically to like your audience, you know, your audience. And I try to do that whether, you know, again, a lot of podcasts that I might go on are entrepreneurs and marketing and business podcasts. The reason why I'm just grateful for this opportunity is you have such a unique podcast because of the people and the stories that ultimately emerge from, you know, and you know, we haven't even talked about this yet, but you know, I came to, you know, I reached out to you because of what you did last June with your 30 straight days. And I thought that was just a, you know, 1 minute a day. I think it was like, it never went more than 60 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, what was the hashtag? Let's talk bias.
Let's talk bias. Yeah. It was on the heels of what was happening. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just thought that the timing of that was amazing. I mean, by all means, if you have not, go back to last June, which would probably have been, you know, episode 400 and something, but it was 30 straight days, 30 podcasts that all were actionable, you know, thought process, you know, so that's what really attracted me to your podcast. But generally when I go on, I always try to give something away that's very specific to not just what I offer, which is the podcast roadmap, but specific to the audience, you know, in this case, your audience and the people that come to your podcast on a regular basis.
Well, I appreciate that. And that goes to that earlier point that we were discussing where a podcast can take different shapes, because you know, in the previous, when you're working as the gatekeeper in radio industry, you have that gatekeepers. But when you have a podcast, you can determine things on the fly. Cause I was, you know, I batch record. So I had a bunch of episodes coming in at the time, and I just didn't feel comfortable putting out any of those episodes. And, you know, some of the guests will reach out and say, hey, when's my episode coming out? And I said, you know, I honestly, the whole of June, I can't put out any episode. It doesn't sit right with me, and it's something I have to honor. And, you know, I wasn't going to get fired.
Right.
Maybe you have some few people that are upset and things like that. But at the end of the day, you get to honor your values with what's going on. And it could be anything for anyone. You know, something happens and you could say, I'm going to need to take a personal day off, or I'll put out the episode next time, or I've decided to make it daily episodes, whatever it is that you want to do. And there's a certain power that comes to that. That's also storytelling.
Yeah.
You know? That's also storytelling.
Yeah. And that's the thing is that, you know, there are best practices with podcasts, and I'm happy to point people in the right direction. But every time I work with somebody, I always remind them that this is their podcast. And that I will point you in the right direction, and we're going to talk about story, and I'm going to coach and guide and encourage vulnerability and storytelling. But at the end of the day, you know, it's the Wild West. You can do whatever you want. And, you know, again, consistency is going to help breed that.
Consistency, for sure. Yeah.
Right. But to your point as well, I mean, there are going to be times where, you may have seven interviews and it just does not make sense, maybe in the climate. You know, I know that, you know, the events of 2020 really, like, it's not funny, but I see a lot of podcasts that were going strong and their last episode they did was March of 2020.
That's it.
Because everybody just got their world rocked at that time. You know, but the point is that even if that were your situation, nothing says you can't just start again.
Pick it back up.
Yeah. Pick it back up.
You did something to say, didn't you just do something where you had, you know, I was on your website and you were talking about episodes 34 to 71 being different.
Yeah.
What was that? You know,
I ended up doing 30 episodes in 30 days. It was funny because I did it last July and it's like, and I literally, it was, again, when I saw that you did that, I was like, oh my God, somebody else did it. Yeah. But I did it, for that effort of just to do it, to just, you know, to kind of have that moment of accountability, self-accountability. You know, I put out episodes every week, that's fine, but I just like, look, I'm going to do this. I'm going to hold myself to it. I didn't know what I was going to do in those 30 days. So naturally I told a lot of stories, but I pushed my own vulnerability as a coach and a guide. I said, look, if I'm going to tell the world to do these things, I need to do it myself. It's not a do as I say and only do as I do, or not do as I do, do as I say. But it's more of just getting in there into the trenches, turning on that recorder every day and going, what are we going to talk about today? Well, let me tell you a story about when I was 16 years old and I was bullied and that's what got me into radio. Or let me tell you about, you know, when I opened the door of my entrepreneurial business and the phone didn't ring and nobody called and I had to kind of navigate through that. But it's within those stories that, again, I think we are able to connect with one another. And for me, it was, let's see what happens if I hit record every day for 30 days.
Stories matter. Stories
yeah, they
matter.
Do.
Screens and royalty. Stories matter. No, I love this so much. So we're getting ready to wrap up, but I want to give you a chance to, you know, talk to the audience, you know, in a way that maybe you haven't talked to them or to other podcast audiences. Are there things coming to you that you wish you could tell other aspiring podcasters or other aspiring storytellers, you know, the things based on your experience that, you know, you feel like are gems, but people don't talk about often?
You know, and truth be told, we've talked about a lot. And I think at this stage of the game, you know, I understand that there are coaches and guides for every person. I might be right for you. I might not be right for you,
right.
But at least you know who I am. At least you know that storytelling matters to me. Vulnerability matters to me, you know, but I go back to what I said a moment ago. I would encourage everyone, you know, there's no barrier of entry. You know, it's good news, bad news. Good news, anyone can start a podcast. Bad news, anyone can start a podcast, you know, but at the same time, anyone can do it. And oftentimes it is those roadblocks. Those like, well, I don't know what I'll say, or, you know, oh my gosh, that first time you hear the sound of your own voice and it ends up being this, you know, nails on a chalkboard moment that, you know, the second time you hear your voice, it's a little easier, third time, a little bit easier. And you just get comfortable with that space of, you know, storytelling and sharing. And just because every podcast out there, you know, especially, and I see this in the marketing and business space, is that not only is every podcast in the marketing and business space sound the same, oftentimes they're interviewing the same people because it ends up being, you know, so-and-so is doing a book tour or whatever, is that you don't have to, just because every marketing podcast out there sounds like the same interviews, et cetera, you don't have to do that. And that every person has an opportunity, back to step number one, that uniqueness, to do something to make a podcast truly stand out. And it's quite simple, is that to make a podcast truly stand out is to be true to yourself, to be true to your authenticity, and to understand that when people listen, they're having an experience with you because they put the headphones on, they shut out the world, they hit play on their smartphone, and they have that dialogue and that relationship with you as they listen. So it's just about, you know, that gem is really be brave and be courageous around your uniqueness and share it, because out there in the world, there's 7 billion of us. And out there in the world, there's a whole group of people who need to hear what it is you have to say.
That's right. Your podcastcoach.com link would be in the show notes. I know you're also offering a few generous gifts as well. So we'll make sure we put that in show notes. I know you're going to send me that after the interview. But no, thank you so much. Thank you so much for spending so much time with us and being generous with the stories that you have to offer.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just that I created a special link, which, like you said, we'll put in the show notes, yourpodcastcoach.com/Tayo, yourpodcastcoach/TAYO, which is your name.
Yeah.
So, and again, and that's going to have the podcast roadmap on it. But it's also going to have a video in there just specifically for your audience.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Well, last question I asked my guest is this. It's my mission statement reframed as a question. Use your difference to make a difference. So, Michael, how do you use your difference to make a difference?
You know, it's really this idea of, you know, when you discover what keeps you up at night and what gets you out of bed in the morning, you got to follow that. And for me, it is working with other humans on pulling that story out of them, piece by piece, moment by moment, story by story, and then ultimately putting a microphone in front of them so that they can share it. So, you know, it's something that I care about, you know, whether it was working with crazy shock jock talk show hosts or weird Hungarian accountants and glass blowers and everything in between, is that the difference I hope to give to the world is empowering and inspiring others to tell their story in a unique and impactful way.
You're doing that, sir. Thank you once again for coming on the show. It's been a real pleasure, and I'm looking forward to this episode and what the audience has to say.
Awesome, man. Thank you.
Pleasure's mine. Kings, queens, and royalty. Till next time, use your difference to make a difference.
You've just been listening to the As Told by Nomads podcast. For more ways to reach out to Tayo and to use your difference to make a difference, head over to www.tayoroxon.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.